The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your weekly health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn. I'm your health source here in the Hudson Valley. And I am excited. I'm not typically my radio show I'm excited for, but this week I'm excited for the sun. We're officially in summer season here in the Hudson Valley, and I want to talk about something that's literally shining down on you right now that most people are completely ignoring or worse, hiding from. And that's the sun, right? Now, I know what my dermatologist or sunscreen commercials have been telling you for 30 years, cover up. Stay inside, SPF 1 million every time you walk out the door. But I want to show you the other side of that story, the side mainstream medicine almost never tells you. And by the end of this segment, we're going to look back at sunshine completely differently. But here's the truth. The sun is not your enemy. Sunlight deficiency is. Kind of wild, right? So deficiency is our enemy, not the sunlight itself. And here's the first thing I want you to understand. Your skin's not just a wrapper. Not a rapper like rap song, but a wrapper over your body. It's a manufacturing facility. And the moment sunlight touches it, your body starts producing a cascade of compounds that no pill on earth can fully replicate. So let me walk you through what happens, right? When UVB rays, the shorter, more energetic rays hit your skin, first and most famously, you make vitamin D. Everybody knows that. But here's what most people don't know. The vitamin D your skin manufactures from sun exposure lasts 2 to 3 times longer in your bloodstream than the vitamin D from a supplement. So I know so many people that are taking supplements trying to get their vitamin D, and it's not a bad way to do it when the sun isn't out or in off season, but it's so much more efficient and lasts so much longer. It's done correctly from the sun itself. Your body's just designed to make it that way. At the same time, UVB is making vitamin D. It's also triggering the release of beta endorphins. And beta endorphins are your body's natural painkillers and mood enhancers, chemically similar to morphine. So UV rays directly stimulate skin cells to just produce them, which not only lifts your mood, but can temporarily reduce your pain and inflammation. Those are the two biggest things I see all the time in my office, pain and inflammation. And what are we most deficient in? Vitamin D. No one's out in the sun anymore. So this is why you feel genuinely good after time in the sun. It's not a coincidence. Your body's rewarding you. It's functioning more how it was designed to function in the first place. So when you get the UVA rays, the longer wavelength rays, UVA promotes the release of nitric oxide in the blood. Now, I'm going to tell you, man, nitric oxide is what those little drugs you take before trying to have sex, which wakes things up, that's what it produces. So nitric oxide is what happens to increase erections. So I'm going to tell you that more nitric oxide in your blood, which benefits cardiovascular system and metabolic systems. Nitric oxide is a natural vasodilator. It widens your blood vessels, lowers blood pressure, and improves circulation right there from your skin. No prescription required. Sunlight also promotes the production of serotonin, dopamine, melatonin, and beta endorphins, all which play important roles in mood, sleep regulation, which many people are getting poor sleep, and easing anxiety. One more thing, BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, a nerve growth compound that protects against cognitive decline. Whew, a lot of stuff there. So let me put this all on the table at once. One trip outside in the sun produces vitamin D, beta endorphins, nitric oxide, serotonin, dopamine, melatonin, BDNF, and immune system recalibration. That's not sunlight. It's a full spectrum pharmaceutical, and it's free. Now, vitamin D, I want to get into that now. I want to zoom specifically on that because we're calling vitamin D an actual misnomer. Vitamin D is a hormone. It's a steroid hormone, and it doesn't handle one job. Your body acts as a master regulator across thousands of biological processes. So your vitamin D receptors are found in virtually every tissue you have, your brain, your heart, your immune cells, your gut lining, your bones, your muscles, your pancreas, your thyroid, pretty much everything in your body. And that tells you something. When your vitamin D is low, research is clear. Most Americans are highly deficient in this stuff. You're underperforming in every single one of these systems simultaneously. Here's a short list of how vitamin D is, what it's associated with. Type 2 diabetes. Now listen to these because these are the major things we're all suffering from in our country. Type 2 diabetes, hypertension, metabolic syndrome, obesity, multiple sclerosis, depression, anxiety, cognitive decline, autoimmune disease, increased cancer risk. And a study that tracked people for 15 years found that those with the lowest vitamin D levels were 33% more likely to be hospitalized for respiratory infections than those with highest levels. 33%, let that sink in. And also with COVID, the whole situation with COVID, the people got it the worst and people died at the lowest vitamin D levels. So, and here's why this is happening. From a physiological standpoint, humans are expected to generate more than 80% of their vitamin D requirements through ultraviolet sun rays. But significant behavioral changes have occurred. People are working indoors, avoiding the sun. As a result, clinically relevant vitamin D deficiency has become a global pandemic. We traded our biology for fluorescent lighting and SPF 50. So here's what we have to do about this problem, this epidemic we're having. And so what I recommend, three things right now, today. Number one, get morning sunlight within the first hour of waking. 10 to 30 minutes of direct outdoor light, even on a cloudy day, sets your circadian rhythm, boosts serotonin, primes your brain. A 2025 study showed that for 30 minutes of sun exposure before 10 a.m., there's a measurable improvement in sleep quality. This is free. Question nothing. Just walk out the front door and look at the sun. Number two, get midday sun on your skin. 5 to 15 minutes between 11 and 2 p.m. Arms and legs exposed. No sunscreen for these minutes. It's when your skin is most efficient at producing vitamin D. You don't have to burn. You don't have to bake. But get out there. And then cover up if you need more time outside. Number three, know your actual vitamin D levels. The test is called 25-OH. Vitamin D. Conventional medicine will tell you that you're fine if you're above 20 nanograms per deciliter. Functional medicine targets 60 to 80 nanograms per deciliter. There's an enormous difference between not deficient and optimal, right? Medical testing show the measurement they say is normal. That's a measurement for you not to be deficient. It's not optimal. If you're sitting in your 20s or 30s, as far as the number of nanograms per deciliter in your blood, you're leaving massive amounts of health on the table. And if you can't get adequate sun, winter, indoor job, over 50, and your skin's conversion efficiency has dropped, supplement. Vitamin D3, not D2. That's a lot of medical recommendations are D2. Has to be vitamin D3, and you got to pair it with K2. K2 is directs what calcium does go into your bones instead of your arteries. So you don't build up calcium in your arteries, it goes to your bones. So D3 and K2 are partners. Don't take one without the other. So here's what I want you to do this morning. So the sun's not something to fear. It's something to use intelligently. It's called a stressor, a good stressor for your body. Your body has evolved over a long time. It's developed for thousands of years to interface with sunlight every single day. That biology doesn't disappear just because we built climate-controlled buildings. When you hide from the sun, you don't just miss a tan. You deprive your body of a master hormone. You suppress your immune system. You dysregulate your mood. You disrupt your sleep. You accelerate aging. This is not fringe thinking. This is published research in peer-reviewed journals that your doctor's probably not even reading. So if you want to know where to get vitamin D from, you can buy it anywhere. Just make sure it's vitamin D3 and K2. Make sure you're taking between 5 to 15,000 international units daily. It'll make a huge difference. Often in multivitamins, 800 international units, far too low, right? 5 to 15,000 a day, and your body will definitely thank you and be much, much healthier and happier. So to keep tied in to nutrient deficiencies, it's so important to understand a few other things, right? We're eating more food than any generation in human history, and we're more nutrient deficient than almost any generation before us. Those two things almost don't add up, but I'll show you how they add up in a moment. Think about that. Bigger plates, more calories, more food available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and yet the research is clear. Fruit and vegetables on your table today have lost 30 to 50% their essential vitamins and minerals compared to the same foods grown just 70 years ago. So this is what I call the invisible famine. You're full, but your cells are starving. And here's what no one in the weight loss world wants you to know. Micronutrient depletion is one of the single biggest reasons you cannot lose weight and keep it off. It's not your willpower. It's not your discipline. It's your biology responding rationally to a food supply that has been stripped of what your body actually runs on. And this isn't just for people with weight issues. This is for everybody. Everybody is severely micronutrient deficient in our country, and we have to get this right. So today I want to pull back the curtain on what's missing from our food, what it's doing to our metabolism, and what our ancestors got right that we completely abandoned, because this is the number one problem that has to be first fixed before any diet, right, any program, any injection can actually work. So I'm going to get into something called the soil problem. And I'm going to start at the root, literally. Your food's only nutritious as the soil it grows in. Plants don't manufacture minerals. They absorb them from the ground. Magnesium, zinc, iron, calcium, your body needs these to function. And the only way you get them is through your food chain. But modern industrial agriculture has broken that chain. For decades, we've been running on a monoculture system, planting the same crops year after year in the same fields, stripping the soil of nutrients and never putting it back. So we spray the synthetic fertilizers, but the critical detail most people miss, those fertilizers only replace three nutrients, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. That's it. Only three. Your body needs over 40 micronutrients to function normally, replenishing only three and ignore another 37. The result? Topsoil that looks fine on the surface, but is nutritionally hollow underneath. And it produces produce that looks beautiful in the store, big, bright, perfectly shaped, but delivers a fraction of the nutrition it once did. So a landmark study published in the Journal of American College of Nutrition compared the USDA food data from 1950 to today, and it found significant declines across the board. Protein, calcium, phosphorus, iron, riboflavin, and vitamin C all down dramatically. And this isn't fringe science. It isn't some alternative viewpoint. This is peer-reviewed, government-sourced data. So now here's the layer to this conversation almost no one is talking about. And it's one of the most profound pieces of this puzzle. Your genes were forged over thousands of years by the food that grew in the specific region where your ancestors lived. If your heritage is Scandinavian, your body is built on cold water fish, root vegetables, fermented food, and dark leafy greens that thrived in northern climates. If your ancestry is Mediterranean, your body was shaped by olives, seafood, legumes, sun-ripened produce from mineral-rich coastal soil. African ancestry, your metabolic roots run on wild game, tropical fruits, tubers, and most minerally dense soils on this planet. Your digestive enzymes and your gut microbiome, your insulin sensitivity, your ability to metabolize certain fats, all of it was calibrated over generations to handle the food from your region grown in the right season. And then we're put in a grocery store in front of every human being on earth and said, here's a tomato from Mexico in February. Here's a strawberry from Chile in December. Here's the same five commodity crops year-round, regardless of where you live or where you came from, and we act surprised when chronic disease rates explode. So eating in season and eating foods that match agricultural heritage of your genetic background is one of those powerful metabolic signals you can send your body. Hopefully this is sinking in. This is very important for you guys to understand. If you eat the right way, your body will respond with better health. Seasonal foods grown in local soil carry the specific microbial and mineral profile your ancestral biology was designed to recognize. Out of season, globally shipped, hothouse grown produce is nutritionally foreign to your cells and your body treats it as such. This isn't mysticism. This is evolutionary biology. So now let's connect this directly to the weight problem. Once again, this is epidemic. Regardless if you have weight issues, it destroys your metabolism, your health, everything. But if you have a weight problem, we got to connect this directly to that, because this is where it gets real for a lot of people listening right now. You tried diets, you counted the calories, you've done the programs, and maybe you lost some weight and then it comes back, or maybe you can never quite get it started. You feel like your metabolism is broken. Guys, I've been there. I felt like my metabolism was broken for a while. I'd eat really clean. I'd drop a few pounds and I'd eat like normal, not even bad, just normal. And weight would come back on and I would go above my set point. So in a very real sense, you know, this is what's going on, but not for the reason you've been told. Here I'm going to tell you exactly what's happening. I developed a system to help people to drop weight around what I'm going to tell you right now. This right here is going to help you to drop more weight than any diet program you've ever done or even heard of or injection. I'm going to tell you to do it. So here's what's actually happening. Micronutrient deficiencies target what researchers call compensatory hunger. Compensatory hunger, your body's biological drive to keep eating in search of micronutrients that it isn't getting. So when your cells are starving for magnesium, zinc, iron, B vitamins, your hunger signals don't shut off the way they're supposed to. Your brain reads the deficit as an emergency, so it drives you to eat more. You're not overeating because you lack discipline. You're overeating because your body's desperately trying to find nutrients that aren't in the food. So let me walk you through exactly how to what this does to your metabolism. Magnesium deficiency, which over half Americans are, directly impairs your insulin sensitivity. That means your cells can't use glucose properly, your blood sugar stays elevated, and your body stores that as excess fat. Magnesium is also required to activate vitamin D. So if you're taking vitamin D and it's not working, low magnesium may be exactly why. Zinc deficiency, it disrupts leptin. And leptin is the hormone that tells your body when you're full. So low zinc means leptin signaling breaks down, your satiety switch malfunctions, you eat past the point of fullness or never quite gets or feel satisfied. So you got to make sure your zinc levels are normal. Iron deficiency tanks your energy and your willingness to move. So when your cells can't produce energy efficiently, your body compensates by slowing your metabolism. Right? Not your fault. Your metabolism slows because you have deficiencies and driving you towards a sedentary behavior. Exercise feels impossible, not because you're lazy, because your cells literally cannot generate the ATP that they need. B vitamin deficiency, specifically B2, B3, B5, and B6, directly impairs mitochondrial function, which is seriously impaired in people anyway. But your mitochondria are the engines of your metabolism, and no vitamin B vitamins, you're not efficient at fat burning. That's it, period. And chromium and selenium, two trace minerals almost completely absent from modern depleted soils, are critical for thyroid function, blood sugar regulation. Low chromium means unstable blood sugar and intense carbohydrate cravings. Low selenium means your thyroid can't convert T4 to T3, the hormone that sets your metabolism rate. You can have a normal TSH, thyroid-stimulating hormone, on a blood test and still have functional sluggish thyroid because of selenium deficiency. This is why I always say, if you walk in my office, focus on a diet plan before we've addressed your nutrient status. We're building on a broken foundation and the weight will come back. It always does. One last thing I want to touch upon, because I know what some of you are thinking, right? You know, I have weight issues. All these things may be true, but what about Ozempic? What about GLP-1? What about Wegovy? What about those drugs, which everybody's raving about? And I'm going to tell you why it's not the solution. This is exactly why GLP-1s can never solve this problem. They make it worse. I mean, I am so anti-GLP-1. They make it worse. These medications work by suppressing your appetite, but your appetite wasn't an enemy. Your appetite was your body's alarm system, desperately signaling a nutrient emergency. Shut off the alarm and you silence the warning signaling of a nutrient emergency. You know, so the emergency is still happening. You eat less food, you absorb fewer nutrients, the deficiency deepens, and when the drug stops, the hunger roars back harder than ever before because your body's more depleted now than when you started. You don't fix anything. You just turn off the smoke detector while the fire keeps burning. So the drug didn't make you metabolically healthy, it made you metabolically quieter temporarily, and that's why it's not working. So a couple things you have to do. You have to figure out exactly which nutrients you're deficient in. Everybody's individual. As I described earlier, your genetics tell you the story of where you're from and what you process better than other people. So it doesn't matter, you know, what you're eating. It matters where you're from. And this is why you could have deficiencies that no one else has. Plus, we eat differently too. So what we have to do is we have to, number one, eat with our ancestry in mind, plug these things back in. It's always better to eat seasonally and locally because you get more nutrients, especially if they're organic foods. You got to stop counting calories and start counting nutrients. Make sure you're getting the right nutrients in. Counting calories is the worst thing you can do. It'll damage your metabolism even further. So the best thing you have to do is get tested. We fix nutrient deficiency first. Everything else works better. Your sleep improves. Cravings disappear. It's amazing. I'll tell you, when we have someone in our office and meet them with a coach going through our system, and they figure out exactly which nutrients are deficient and they plug these things in, and we have technology that can do it very accurately, find out which nutrients you're deficient in. We plug them in and your sleep improves. Your cravings disappear. Your energy returns and your hormones regulate. It's so amazing when someone's hormones regulate. I'm not just talking about sex drive or anything like that. Your hormones work again. You get leaner, you put on more lean weight, more muscle. You don't become a bodybuilder, you put on more muscle. So men, you just feel more manly. You feel like you want to get up and go. Yeah, testosterone is a hormone of get up and go. And women, you look better. You don't look drawn out. You know, if you're on one of the GLP-1s, it just gets rid of muscle, fat, everything. We increase your muscle while we decrease your fat. It's so amazing. Now, I'll tell you what, our average person, and it's different for everybody, depending on how much you weigh and everything like that, but our average person loses 20 to 40 pounds in the first 40 days. So I said 20 to 40 pounds, not in 6 months, 12 months, 18 months. that would be good, right? If you lost 20 to 40 pounds in 16 months, that'd be a good thing. But in 40 days, most people lose that weight because you plug in those nutrients. We give you food to eat, tell you exactly what to eat that's nutrient dense and is set up for you so you can have massive success and fix your metabolism. So on the back end of our system, you're not putting on weight as, you know, anything else like diets and the drugs will do. Your body's working better. It's working for you. You have more energy, more focus. Your body just feels like it's running how it should, which is what I hear from so many people doing our program. And right now it's a very busy time. People are, you know, wanting to lose weight and they want to lose it quickly. But I'm so focused on people doing it correctly, right? Because you can lose weight quickly by popping pills in your mouth, but it's going to destroy your health and it's all going to come back with a vengeance once you're done taking those pills. And you have to be done taking those pills one day. You can't take them forever and it's going to come back with a vengeance and your bones are going to be more brittle. You're going to have less muscle and your health's going to be in dire straits. So if you want to come in, if you want to be, I'm going to offer 10 appointment times this week. If you want to come in and go through that process and figure out exactly where your deficiencies are and how to get better, give us a call or text us. You can text us the word loss, L-O-S-S, or just give us a call, leave a message, and we'll get back to you Monday morning. I made a mistake last week. It was Memorial Day. I said Monday morning, but it was actually Tuesday we got back to you. But give us a call. We'll get back to you on Monday and set up a time with you. It's like I say, it's very busy, but we open up times over the next week or two to get you set up to go through the process and figure out whether it's a right fit and whether you're going to drop weight and how your body's going to get much healthier. We're in Fishkill, New York, right by Route 84 and Route 9. So Fishkill, New York is right in the middle of the Hudson Valley. And if you want to come in, we have people in the tri-state area come to see us all the time. We're very busy helping people to drop weight and get healthier. But give us a call if you want to come in for free for that initial meeting with a coach and go through whether it's going to work for you. The phone number is 845-896-1200 or 845-896-1200. Just leave us a message or text us the word loss, and we'll get back to you Monday morning. You can also go to HudsonValleyWeightLoss.com. That's our website. That's our company, and you can connect with us there. Once again, it's 845-896-1200. Leave us a message or leave us a text, and we'll get back to you Monday morning, get you an appointment, and get you on track to get much better health and having a great summer. Now, I want to ask you something. When you think about chiropractic care, what comes to mind? Back pain, neck pain, maybe a headache, maybe something that your doctor said not to go to. You threw something out, you come in, you feel better, you leave. And yes, real good chiropractors do that sort of thing, right? And chiropractors taking x-rays and doing all the specific testing they should be doing. You know, we do it very, very well. But if that's what you think chiropractic is, you're missing out on one of the most important health conversations happening in medicine right now. Because your spine isn't, it's just a stack of bones holding you upright. It's the physical housing of your central nervous system. I always tell patients this, there's two sides. There's the structure and then what controls the function. And your nervous system doesn't control whether just what your back hurts. It controls everything. It controls your heart, your lungs, your immune system, your digestion, your sleep, your mood. You know, every organ, every disease has a part due to the nervous system not running it properly. So every cell in your body receives instructions from your nervous system to run. So when the spine is healthy, your system runs clean, it runs healthy, has the ability to run perfectly. And when it isn't, the consequences reach far beyond your back. So your nervous system operates through two branches, the sympathetic, which is your fight or flight nervous system. Someone scares you, your heart's racing, that's your fight or flight. And the parasympathetic, which governs rest, digestion, repair, and immune defense. When your spine misaligns, we call it subluxation. When they're present, it creates a chronic low-grade stress in the nervous system that keeps your body locked in sympathetic overdrive, which means your immune system's suppressed. You get sick more frequently. Your digestion's compromised. Your sleep architecture is disrupted. Your body's spending its resources on perceived threats instead of healing. And research publicists in the Journal of Vertebral Subluxation Research found that patients under regular chiropractic care had an immune system competence significantly higher than those who are not. Another study of University of Chicago found that chiropractic adjustments produce measurable reductions in blood pressure compared to some patients taking two blood pressure medications simultaneously. Not because we're treating blood pressure, because we removed the interference that was preventing the body from regulating on its own. So a major cause of heart disease, the biggest cause of disease death in our country, is caused due to nerve pressure in the upper part of your neck. I feel that's amazing. It should be shouted from the rooftops. Everybody should know this stuff, but so much more in your entire body is impacted by removing nerve interference from the control wiring from your brain to every cell in your body. And here's something that surprised people the most. Chiropractic care is a substantial body of research supporting its effects on chronic ear infections in children. The connection between cervical spine alignment and the eustachian tube drainage means that kids who are stuck in antibiotic cycles, any antibiotic cycle for any reason of health, you know, basically you got to check the nervous system because that becomes disrupted at birth and left uncorrected. It becomes more and more damaged throughout your entire life until it starts creating pain. And then what do we do then? We turn to medication and surgery. So it's so important to take care of our body properly. But unfortunately, there's some times that chiropractic can't really, you know, can help your body function better, but where you have pain that's really damaged. And one specific situation I want to address, because I know some of you are listening right now are dealing with it, and many of you want a real solution, and these are major disc issues. So if you have a disc issue, a herniated disc, a bulging disc, degenerative disc disease, spinal stenosis, these conditions don't just cause pain, they steal your life. And that's what I'm talking about a little bit more today. They keep you off the golf course, keep you out of the garden, not playing pickleball the way you want to play. And yeah, it's very popular, pickleball. Keep you away from your grandkids. They make sleep feel impossible. They make every morning like negotiating with your entire body. So when you're in this kind of chronic pain, your nervous system's under constant assault. Cortisol stays elevated. Immune system inflammation spreads systemically. Your body cannot heal, cannot regulate, cannot function the way it's designed to. For years, options are limited, right? Painkillers, steroids, surgery. None of them really address the main issue why your disc failed in the first place. So now we have non-surgical decompression can really make a huge difference in people's lives. It literally takes the disc and it pulls it apart. It uses negative pressure to help that disc come back into a normal range. Research has shown it decreases that herniation by up to 70%, giving you relief, helping you feel better, helping you function better. So if you're someone this week who either doesn't understand chiropractic, you really like to have your nervous system functioning much better because it is the key to having great health, or if you have a disc issue that's just crushing you, you know, you can't function, you can't work. I mean, it robs you from your life. I want you to come in. I'm going to open up 10 appointments for free. Come into the office. We'll do the entire exam process to figure out how we can help you. We do very advanced chiropractic care. I've worked on our Olympic teams, and I'm certain we can help you if you can be helped. We're in Fishkill, New York, right between Route 84 and Route 9. So give us a call. It's 845-896-1200. And for the first 10 people, set up a free time, do x-rays and everything, and figure out how to get you better. That's 845-896-1200. We'll get back to you Monday, and we'll get you back on track to being healthy. So once again, 845-896-1200. Leave us a message or text us the word posture, and we'll get you better. All right, God bless you guys. Have a great week, and I'll be back with you next Saturday with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.